弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
请我们先来翻到诗篇一百二十二篇。
We'll turn to Psalm 122.
诗篇一百二十二篇。
Psalm 122.
翻到了，请大家听我念。诗篇一百二十二篇，大卫上行之诗。人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。耶路撒冷被建造，如同联络整齐的一座城。众支派就是耶和华的支派，上那里去，按以色列的常例，称赞耶和华的名。因为在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。你们要为耶路撒冷求平安。耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你中间。因耶和华我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。好，我想我们就念这一段的话，我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的父神，感谢你又一次我们被召聚在你自己儿子的名下。
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again to gather us under the name of your Son.
我们每一次能够来到你的面前，这的确是你自己莫大的恩典。
Every time we're able to come before you, it is your great blessing.
我们也相信你在你儿子的里面要赏赐你自己的同在。
We know that through your Son, you're giving us your presence.
并且你要借着圣灵再次向我们说话。
And through the Holy Spirit, you're speaking to us.
我们的神，我们仰望你。
Our God, we lift our eyes to you.
在这个早晨，当我们读过你记在经上的话。
As we read your scripture,
我们的心向着你，我们有个要求。
Our heart is toward you, and we have this request.
你自己再一次把我们带进话的世界的当中。
That once again you lead us into the reality of your words.
你来开启我们的心窍。
Open our hearts.
你来引导我们。
Lead us.
让我们明白你自己所启示话语的那个旨意。
So that we can understand the purpose that you have revealed to us.
好，让我们被带进你自己旨意的事实的当中。
We can be led into the reality of your purpose.
愿你帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢神，当我们一同蒙神自己的恩典的呼召。
I thank God that when we are called by His grace,
我们就一同被摆在一条天路的上面。
We're placed together on a heavenly way.
在这条路上面，我们一同的来奔走那摆在我们前头的路程。
That together we run the race that is ahead of us.
自然这是神的心意。
That is His purpose.
因为他的确要呼召我们这些人来走在他的旨意的路上。
Because He called us to walk on the way of His purpose.
好叫他的旨意能够得着成就。
So that His purpose may be fulfilled.
当我们来走这条的路
As we walk on it,
我们从诗篇这十五篇的诗篇当中
through these 15 songs,
我们看见这条路不是往下坡走的路
we see that this is not a downhill
path. 这条的路乃是往上走的路
this is an uphill path.
这条的路当然它有崎岖难行的部分
and though it's curvy and sometimes hard to walk on,
但是这条路乃是进入神的旨意的里头
but it leads us into the purpose of God.
乃是达到荣耀的那个的终极
and take us to the, his glory.
因此这条路乃是带我们进到极其盼有盼望的一条道路上。
Because this way leads us with into hope.
但是另外一方面，因着我们的软弱
，and because of our weaknesses,
我们也看见我们在这条路上有许许多多当学的功课。
We have many lessons on this way.
我们需要走在这条路上。
We need to walk on this way.
我们就需要心里准备好来付上当付的代价。
We need to be prepared to pay the price.
也换一句话说，我们有当学的功课。
In other words, we have the lessons that we have to learn.
所以当我们来到这上行之诗的第一篇。
When we, as we came to the first of Psalm of Ascent,
我们就看见诗人在这里让我们看，让我们有一个的学习。
We see the psalmist give us a lesson.
我们必须要看见我们属灵的光景的一个不正常的情况。
We must see the abnormal condition of our spiritual condition.
而有个心智要脱离这种的光景。
And have the willingness to be set free from it.
然后来靠着主往前走。
And by the Lord, we can go forward.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
当圣灵光来光照的时候。
As the Holy Spirit enlightens us.
虽然因为我们的确看见。
On one hand, we see.
我们这些人所处的一种的环境。
In the circumstances that we're in.
我们个人的属灵的光景,
our individual spiritual condition, it is really far away from His request. Thank God. And He can put this hunger in us.
来催促我们来往前,
to urge us to go forward.
来一面的光照,
and in one hand, He enlightens
us.
In the other hand, He shows us. And He is the help on our way. Where does my help come from? My help does not come from the surroundings. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He is my keeper. And He is our helper at any time. Because He knows the path we're on. He knows we're going to go through many difficulties. And by ourselves, we cannot fulfill that purpose. So every moment He is our help. We really thank God. He called us.
他也负我们的责任,
and He is responsible.
虽然他在那里给我们看见,
the psalmist shows us.
虽然他蒙了恩典,
even though He is
faithful,
and He is willing to follow
the
Lord. He wants to leave His original condition to walk on the heavenly path. And He also sees. God is His help.
因此他能够往前走,
and therefore He is able to go forward. By the grace of God. To go forward. This is the story of a salvation. When we're willing to follow God, let us not forget. It seems that the surroundings
are
filled with difficulties. The enemy is set entrapments. But God is our help. As we walk on it, as we have a heart to follow, sometimes we feel as if we're alone on the path. It seems that no one understands. As if it's only me and my Lord. Yes, in one hand.
在属灵的经历上,
on spiritual experience. It is our individual and the relationship with the Lord. We pursue the Lord individually. We draw near to the Lord individually. And we have a relationship with the Lord individually. But the Bible shows us. Not only that. And sometimes we think it's just for ourselves.
圣灵带领我们走这条路的时候,
when the Holy Spirit leads us on this path, He also shows us.
不是仅仅我们一个人在走这条路,
not only we're on it individually.
这15篇的诗篇,
these 15 songs,
虽然我们说过了, 只有4篇写了大卫上行之诗,
even though only 4 says Song of Ascents of David,
事实上如果我们仔细读的时候,
when we read it carefully,
我们就发现说不止这4篇,
we realize that not just these four.
我们能够在其中也发现了一些, 其他, 虽然没有写大卫是这个作者的诗篇,
some of the Psalms, even though it did not mention David as the author,
同样是大卫所写的,
they were written by David.
那举个例子说, 我们看132篇的时候,
for example, 132. Clearly, this is the Song of David.
那么今天早晨呢,
as we read it in this morning,
我们刚才一开始就念了,
We just read it.
这是大卫上行之事.
This is the Song of Ascent of David.
那么很清楚地告诉我们说,
it clearly shows us.
这篇诗篇乃是大卫所写的诗篇.
It is of David.
那么大卫什么时候来写这篇诗篇?
When did he write this song?
圣经没有很清楚地告诉我们.
The Bible did not tell us clearly.
我知道诗篇有些时候它不只告诉我们谁是这篇诗篇的作者.
Sometimes our Bible doesn't tell us who is the author.
同时告诉我们说是什么时候所写的
The Bible also shows us when it is written
但是在这15篇上行之诗
But these 15 Song of Ascent
却没有这样子的给我们看见
It did not indicate that
它充其量也不过给我们看见谁是这篇诗的作者
At most it showed us who is the author
它说大卫上行之诗
Song of Ascent of David
那读圣经的人都给我们提醒
The Bible scholars reminds us
这15篇诗篇
These 15 songs,
很显然是和大卫他把这个约柜引回来发生了一切的密切的关系
It has deep connections with David bringing back the ark
所以来到这一篇的诗篇
So when we come to the song
似乎是更明显的
It is even more clear
因为这篇诗篇在15篇的诗篇当中非常的独特
Because it is very special of the 15
songs. 把我们带到这个锡安山上,
it brings us to Mount Sinai.
把我们带到圣殿的这个地方来了,
bring us to the temple.
把我们带到耶路撒冷,
and brings us to Jerusalem.
这个是非常特点的,
it is special.
那么显然的这一篇的诗篇,
this song,
是和耶路撒冷和圣殿发生密切的关系,
has to do with Jerusalem and the temple.
也和大卫的宫殿发生关系,
it has to do with David's palace.
而大卫他的确是个爱神的人
David loved the Lord
他的确是有神自己的心思的人
And he has the mind of God
虽然他在做牧羊 做牧童的时候
Even though while he was a shepherd
他就想到神
He thought of God
他就想到神的约柜
And he thought of his ark
正如同我们刚才所讲的诗篇132篇一样
It's similar to Psalm 122
他说他在以法他的时候
When he was at Ephraim,
而他就在那里要寻找这约柜了
he was seeking the ark.
我们中文的圣经这样翻译,
the Chinese Bible translates this way.
他说我们听说约柜在以法他,
verse 6, we heard of it in Ephrata.
那更好的翻译乃是说我们在以法他的时候就已经听见约柜了。
The English says we have heard it in Ephrata.
换一句话说当他在以法他,
In other words, while it's in
Bethlehem.
In other words, it's in Bethlehem. Sometimes the Bible says the Ephrathah of Bethlehem.
大卫乃是伯利恒人,
and David is of Bethlehem.
他从小就生长在伯利恒,
he grew up in Bethlehem.
他在伯利恒牧养他父亲耶西的羊,
and he shepherded his father Jesse's sheep at Bethlehem.
当他在伯利恒的时候,
while he was in Bethlehem,
他就已经想到神的约柜,
he thought of the ark of
他一直盼望能够有一天能够把约柜找回来
And he hoped one day he could retrieve the ark
当然就这环境来说
Because of the circumstances
他当时不过是小牧童
He was just a shepherd boy
他的确是没有这个的本领
He does not have that ability
可惜这个扫罗当这个以色列王的时候
When Saul was king of Israel
他也一点不在神的那个心思里头
He was not at all in the mind of the Lord
所以他也从来没有想过要去把约柜找回来
So he never sought to retrieve the ark
当这个大卫做了皇帝
When David reigned as king
感谢神
Thank God
头一件事情
The first thing
就给我们看见
That we can see
他攻打这个耶布士
And he attacked Jebus
第二个事情
And second thing,
他就寻找这个约柜了,
and he looked after the ark.
把约柜带回到这个他在耶布斯城里面所得的这个大卫城,
and he bring the ark back to the city of David.
他在那里就为着约柜预备了一个帐幕,
and there he prepared the tabernacle for the ark.
他把约柜就领回来了,
and he brought back the ark.
所以这篇诗篇记起可能就是他把约柜从这个俄别以东 再把他抬回来的时候,
and perhaps when he returned the ark from Obed-Edom,
他就写了这篇诗,
he wrote this song.
他叫神的百姓,
he called to the people of God,
把心思都放在神的 身上。
To put their heart on the things of the Lord. 放在约柜
被搬到他所为约柜预备的所在。
And put their mind onto the place where the ark is supposed to be.
自然我们知道在大卫的心里面。
We know that in the heart of David.
实在是不盼望约柜紧紧放在帐幕。
He's not willing that the ark is in the tabernacle.
所以我们也说过，来到这个撒母耳记下第七章。
So when we come to 2 Samuel chapter 7,
哎呀，他就给我们看见，他心中立刻就有个意愿的表现。
And right away on his heart, he had this feeling.
啊，他盼望为着神的约柜造一个的会这个圣所。
And he is trying to build a temple for his ark.
为约柜有一个居所。
So that the ark has a dwelling place.
啊，虽然他没有得到神的许可。
Even though he was not permitted by God.
但是这个心实在是蒙神的悦纳。
But his mind was well pleased.
所以当约柜抬回来的时候。
So when the ark returned.
自然第一次他的确是经历了一些惨痛的事。
The first time went through some tragedy.
因为他不懂，他忘记了约柜不应当是用这个方法抬回来的。
Because he forgot the ark should not have been carried that way.
当他受过了这个神的管教。
When he was dealt by the Lord.
现在他把约柜从俄别以东领回来。
As he returned the ark from Obed-Edom,
他就吩咐祭司把约柜抬回来。
And he asked the priest to carry the ark.
圣经怎么说呢？
How did the Bible say?
约柜被抬回来。
As the ark being carried back,
大卫就在约柜的前头。
And David was before the ark.
他在那里敬拜。
He was worshiping.
他在那里颂赞。
And to praise.
每六步他就在那里敬拜。
Every six steps he prays.
而且非常的踊跃，非常的欢喜。
He was very fervent and very joyful.
他在约柜的前面在那里跳舞。
And he was dancing before the ark.
在那里称颂。
And was praising.
哎呀，这个心啊，实在是蒙神所喜悦。
And his heart was well pleased.
虽然人藐视他。
Even though people looked down at him.
人觉得身为一个的君王。
As a king.
这个动作实在是太不合宜了。
What you do is not proper.
圣经很清楚告诉我们。
The Bible clearly tells us.
大卫的妻子扫罗的女儿米迦。
David's wife, Saul's daughter, Micah.
她在这个窗口看下去的时候，
while she was looking down from the window,
她就藐视这个大卫。
She looked down on David.
她说："这作为一个以色列国的君王，
King of Israel,
怎么可以这样子的？好像这样子的轻率，这个这样子的轻慢。
How could you have danced like that?
这样子的表现。
How could you act like that?
所以她就藐视他。
So she looked down.
然而大卫怎么样反应？
How did David respond?
大卫说："这是耶和华的约柜。
David said, "This is the ark of the Lord."
在这约柜的面前更加的卑微。
I'm even more humble before the ark.
你看他把神放在一个什么样的位分上面。
You see where he put God.
所以大卫有这样子一个表现。
David had this response.
他也激励说神的百姓。
And he encouraged people of the Lord.
激励那些跟随他的人。
To ask those
people to follow him. 一同在这个大卫，一同为着这个约柜。
And together for this ark.
和大卫一同的欢喜。
To rejoice with
him. 一同的来称颂神。
To praise the Lord together.
要把约柜带进耶路撒冷来。
To bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
要把约柜带到他所预备的帐幕当中。
And to bring the ark to the place he
prepared. 所以这是大卫的心情。
This is David's heart.
虽然有人读这篇诗篇的时候，
Even though when people read the song,
因着第四节和第五节的缘故，
for the reason of verse 4 and 5,
他们认为这是个历史的回顾。
They think that this is a review of history.
就认为这篇的诗篇，
They think of this song,
应当是在被掳归回之后的诗篇。
Should have been a song written after the return from the captivity.
他们认为说，尽管大卫刚刚攻打了这个耶布士。
Even though David just attacked Jabin,
他得罪了这个耶路撒冷，
and he has offended Jerusalem people.
但是这个耶路撒冷的殿还没有被建造成功。
The temple in Jerusalem was not yet built.
耶路撒冷好像还没有立刻就成为了这个的京都。
Jerusalem was not yet the capital.
所以呢，似乎不大可能。
It doesn't seem possible.
没有可能有那么漂亮的一个形容。
It doesn't have that beautiful description.
耶路撒冷联络整齐的一座城。
And Jerusalem was tied together as a city.
好像没有这样子一种的形容的。
There's no such a description.
这肯定是从被掳归回之后回顾的历史。
It must have been after return from the captivity he's reviewing the history.
个人以为不应当这样看法。
Personally, I disagree.
大家不要忘记。
Don't forget.
以赛这个使徒行传十三章二十节告诉我们。
In Acts chapter 13, verse 24.
大卫是什么？
What about David?
大卫是先知。
David is a prophet.
圣经里面提到大卫是先知。
The Bible mentioned David as a prophet.
很清楚，圣灵在使徒行传明白的告诉我们。
In the book of Acts, it clearly tells them.
大卫他乃是先知。
David is a prophet.
很显然，他心中实在是明白神的心意。
In his heart, he clearly knew the mind of the Lord.
他里面能够明白神。已经把这个地方立为他名的居所了。
And he know that the God has set this place
for his name. 所以从先知的灵、先知的眼光来看，
through the spirit of the prophet and through his eyes,
他早就能够看见这个耶路撒冷将来是如何的。
He could have seen what Jerusalem will be.
耶路撒冷的殿应当是怎样的表现？
How the temple would be.
这是大卫。
This is David.
所以你才能够看见说
Then you can see this.
为什么大卫他做了这个以色列的王
Why did David become
the king? 他要选择这个耶路撒冷作为他的首都
And he chose Jerusalem as the capital.
圣经什么地方告诉我们
Where does the Bible tell us?
耶路撒冷应当作为首都
Jerusalem should have been the capital.
圣经似乎没有这样子告诉我们
The Bible seems never told us.
但是大卫既是先知
But David as the prophet.
他在先知的灵的里头
In the spirit of the
prophet. 显然他能够懂得神的心
He could understand the heart of the Lord.
或者说神的确启示给大卫
Or God really revealed to him.
这个地方
That this place.
正是他选择作为他名居所的地方
It has a place he has chosen to for his name.
如果我们没有忘记的话
If we did not forget.
我们来读旧约的圣经
When we read the Old Testament.
我们特别读到生命记的时候
And when we have come to Deuteronomy.
我们就看见生命记好多次的提到
In Deuteronomy it mentioned many times.
将来你们进到我给你们这个地方
In the future when you enter into the place I've given
you 你们不能随便在任何地方献祭
You can't just offer sacrifice anywhere
你们要在我选择的那个所在
You must do it at the place I've chosen
我所选择的那个地方
At the place that I've chosen
有些时候说你们要在我所选择我名的居所
Or the place that I've chosen for my name
你们在那里侍奉
Then you serve there.
你们在哪里来献祭
Offer sacrifices there.
甚至乎你们的审判官在哪里来判断你们的对错
or your judges will judge you.
你们要在那里过节
You will do your festivals.
很多很多次数
Many, many times.
都提到这个是神所选择的居所
It has said that this is the dwelling place that the Lord has chosen.
但是摩西却没有告诉我们
Moses didn't tell us.
神所选择的那个居所
The place where the Lord has chosen.
在这个迦南地
Throughout Canaan.
是到底在哪一个地方
Which particular location.
他只是说是神所选择的地方
He only said the Lord has chosen the place.
但是感谢神
Thank God.
到了大卫做君王的时候
When David is the king.
他选择耶路撒冷
He chose Jerusalem.
作为神明的居所
As the place for the dwelling place of the Lord.
他懂得神的心
He obtained the heart of the Lord.
所以他攻打这个耶布斯
So he attacked Jebus.
耶布斯这个地方
this place, Jebus,
那就是耶路撒冷的
is Jerusalem.
大卫得着了他的国度
when David obtained his
kingdom, 他攻打这个地方
he attacked that place.
虽然当时耶布斯
even though at the time,
那里的人是非常的觉得骄非常的骄傲
those are proud people.
他们觉得他们不得了
they think they're somebody.
谁能够攻打我们
who could attack us?
你大卫是谁呢
who are you, David?
你能够攻打我们吗
how can you attack us?
如果你能够把我们城里面那个瞎子瘸腿把他对付掉
If you can deal with the lame and the blind in our city
那你就能够得着我们这个地方
Then you can obtain our place
那意思是什么
What does that mean?
我们这里啊就是瞎眼的
We are blind
瘸腿的
We're lame
都能够把你们打赢了
We can win you
啊，所以大卫说我心里恨这些的恨瞎子和这些瘸腿
And David said, I hate those blind
谁跟我一起去攻打呢
Who would raise with me to attack
当然感谢神了
Thank God.
神与大卫同在
God was with
就把这个城把它夺过来了
And they obtained the city
这个城就成为大卫的城
And that became the city of David
这个城也成为了他的耶路撒这个由这个成为这个这个由这个首都
And it became the capital.
这个城也成为了圣殿的所在。
It became the place for the temple.
这是大卫。
This is David.
所以当他得了这个城的时候，
when he obtained the city,
他就把约柜领回来了。
He brought back the ark.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
大卫的心的确就在神的心里面， 神的心上。
David's heart is on the heart of God.
总是以神的事为念。
And he's mindful of the things of the
Lord. 所以神喜悦他的仆人。
Therefore, God is pleased with his servant.
大卫他爱神。
David
loved God. 神的百姓一同的往前，
He's willing to take the people
所以他鼓励神的百姓把眼睛就放在耶路撒冷这个城的里头。
He encouraged them to put their eyes on Jerusalem.
因此在这里就给我们看见，
we have,
他说人对我说，
and people saying,
我们往耶路撒冷去我就欢喜了。
Let us go to Jerusalem.
有另外的翻译说，我一听说，
in other words, as soon as I heard,
有人说他要往耶路撒冷这个地方去，
that someone has said he's willing to go to Jerusalem,
我就欢喜了。
I rejoice.
哎呀，这是大卫的心情。
This is the heart of David.
这是大卫心里面的一种喜悦。
This is the joy in his heart.
他不止个人盼望能够得着耶路撒冷这个城，
not only he himself is willing to obtain Jerusalem,
他是巴不得所有的人都把这个城放在中心。
He's willing that everyone put the city on the heart.
因为这是神的城，
because this is the city of God.
这是神名居所的所在。
This is the place where his name is.
所以大卫听见有人有这种的心愿，
so when David heard somebody has this willingness,
他里面就喜悦。
He rejoiced.
他里面就欢喜了。
He's glad in his heart.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
从一面来说，
in
我们读这篇诗篇的时候，
we read this song.
我们摸着这里有一个爱神的人的心。
We touch this one who's loving the Lord.
他不只爱神，
not only he loves the Lord,
他愿意为着神摆上一切所有的。
And he's willing to put all he has for the Lord.
所以虽然神没有应许他来建造这个圣殿，
even though the Lord did not permit him to build the temple.
但是当他儿子起来造这个圣殿以前，
but before his son raised up to build the temple,
圣经给我们看见，
Bible shows
他尽他所有能力，
all that he could,
来为着这个圣殿预备一切，
and he prepared for the temple.
这就是大卫。
This is David.
所以他巴不得人的心都放在这个神的殿上面。
And he hoped that all the hearts could be on the temple.
从另外一方面，
end,
当我们读这篇上行之诗的时候，
when we read this song of ascent,
我们也看见一个故事，
we see a story.
就是当你我走这条属天的道路的时候，
as we walk on this heavenly journey,
神也给我们看见说，
God shows us,
是不错，
true,
我们蒙了恩典，
that we are saved
我们渴慕神，
we desire God,
我们愿意脱离现在的光景来摸着神的心，
we want to be set free from our current condition,
我们愿意更靠近神，
we want to draw near to him,
能够做一个追求神的人。
to be one who pursue
the Lord. 但是
but,
我们并不是孤单的人。
We're not alone.
我们乃是有同伴的人。
We have companions.
我们乃是有一群人和我们一同走路的人。
We have a group of people who work with us.
这个就是大卫在这里说给我们看见的故事。
This is the story David told
us. 好像一面他的心在那里要有要神的事，
on one hand he's designed the things of the Lord,
把心放在耶路撒冷那里去，
putting his heart on Jerusalem,
好像他这个心啊，在起头的时候，
at the beginning his heart,
还没有多少的人能够懂得，
not many people understand,
没有人多少人能够进入，
not many people can enter,
但是终于他发现，
but eventually
有人告诉他，
someone is telling him,
我喜欢耶路撒冷，
I like Jerusalem,
我往耶路撒冷去，
I want to go to Jerusalem,
哎呀，他的心就喜悦，
and he glad,
他就发现说，
he realized,
我一点都不孤单了，
I'm not alone at all.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们走这条属天的道路，
as we walk on the heavenly journey,
神的话也给我们看见说，
the word of the Lord shows us,
我们并不是孤单的一群，
we're not a group who is alone,
我们并不是仅仅在个人的追求的上面，
we're not just on our individual pursuit,
我们乃是有同伴的一些的人，
but we are people with companions,
我们的确感谢主，
we thank our Lord,
主顾念我们，
he is caring for us,
一面他日夜的保护我们，
on one hand he protects us day and night,
我们任何一种光景
Whatever condition we're in,
他要成为我们的保护。
He is our keeper.
但是另外一方面，
on the other hand,
他也给我们看见说，
He also shows us.
而我们走这条属天的道路，
as we walk on the heavenly path,
并不是仅仅只有你个人。
Not just us individuals.
如果你觉得只有你个人，
if you think you're just alone,
那你就会觉得怎么样呢？
What would you feel?
你就会觉得你很孤单,
you feel alone.
你就会觉得有些时候你走不上去,
you feel that sometimes you can't.
你就觉得有些时候你觉得说怎么办呢?
What would you do? Sometimes?
为什么会这样子呢?
What would this
我还有什么力量呢?
What strength do I have?
是不是?
Isn't it?
一个人孤单的时候,
when you are alone,
的确是不容易处,
it is difficult.
啊, 很多时候会东想西想,
you think about this and that.
神知道我们,
God knows us.
你记得那一天当以利亚他从加密山上下来之后,
when Elijah returned from the mountain of Carmel,
他本来赢了一场非常漂亮的仗,
he has won a great war,
但是竟然耶洗别告诉他说,
and Jerubbabel told him,
明天这时候,
this time tomorrow,
如果我不把你头下地,
if I do not cut your head off,
愿神明重重地降罚于我,
may the Lord punish me.
圣经说伊利亚一看见这个光景, 他就逃走了,
the Bible says Elijah, as soon as he saw this, he fled.
他来到罗藤树的底下,
and he came to the tree of
Moses.
What would he do?
圣经说他在神面前求死,
and he inquired before the Lord.
有些时候我们也是不明白这么一个勇敢的先知,
and sometimes we don't understand such a brave prophet.
为什么忽然之间软弱到这样一个地步啊?
And suddenly fell into his weakness.
那感谢神,
thank God.
圣灵在雅各书提醒我们,
in the book of James,
以利亚和我们是同样性情的人,
Elijah has the same character.
虽然他有伟大的一面,
though he has a great side,
但是他的确也有他软弱的一面,
and he also has his weakness.
因为他本来就是一个人,
and he is a man.
所以他一看环境的时候,
as you look at circumstances,
他就逃了,
he fled.
他觉得他很孤单了,
he thought he's lonely.
他之所以不能够胜过,
the reason that he couldn't overcome,
虽然他有勇敢的一面,
though he had a brave side, but he couldn't overcome that one phrase,
因为他看他自己,
because he looked at himself.
他觉得说整个以色列国当中,
he thought that entire
Israel,
no one
能够与他同心,
can
be
only one man,
为了耶和华大发热心,
so fervent for the Lord.
当他看他只有他一个人的时候,
when he saw this just himself,
哎呀, 他就软弱了,
and he grew,
他就受不了了,
he couldn't take it.
他就觉得他非常孤单了,
he felt lonely.
他就在那里向神求死,
and he cried to the Lord.
神怎么样了?
What did God do?
神回应这个以利亚,
God responded to him.
神有句话告诉以利亚说什么?
God said this to him.
我为自己留下7000人未曾向巴黎屈膝,
I have preserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed down the knee to Baal. Don't think it's just yourself.
还有7,000人呢,
there's 7,000 who have not bowed down the knee to Baal. Compared to 7,000 to you, perhaps you're braver. And these 7,000, we don't know where they are. As you're warring, they didn't stand with you. Therefore, you feel lonely. But God said there are 7,000 who had not bowed down their knees to
Baal.
They are hidden. But the Lord
reminds
them. And God tells him they are there. You
are
not alone at all.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, sometimes when you are obtained by the Lord, you have a little change before the Lord, you think you are pursuing the Lord, constrained by his love, that you're willing to put yourself for the Lord.
哎呀, 好像忽然之间,
and suddenly, you feel just yourself. Nobody understands.
请你稍微慢一点,
slow down.
啊, 神告诉你说,
God tells you,
哦,
不是只有你一个人, not just yourself.
而另外说, 我们也的的确确需要别人的帮助,
on the other hand, we do need others' help.
需要别人的扶持,
we do need others'
support. 所以来到这一篇的诗篇,
so when we come to this song,
圣灵给我们一个提醒,
the Holy Spirit
reminds us, 我们走这条属天的道路,
when we walk on the heavenly way,
神给我们看见,
God chose us,
我们并不孤单,
we are not alone.
这不孤单不只是神做我们的同伴,
not only God is our
companion, 做我们的保护,
he is our keeper,
做我们的帮助,
he is our help.
这不孤单,
we're not alone.
也是因为我们有同伴,
it's because we have companions.
有人同样的和我们一样,
We have people who is like us.
我们要往耶路撒冷去。
We're going to Jerusalem.
我们一同往耶路撒冷。
We're going together to Jerusalem.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的的确确在神面前蒙了巨大的恩典。
We have received great grace.
我们是有一群同走天路的人。
We are a group who walk on the heavenly journey together.
来成为我们的帮助。 来成为我们的扶持。
They are our
keeper. 他们和我们有同样的目标,
they have the same goal as us.
有同样的心智,
and the same heart as us.
这个实在是我们的激励,
this is our encouragement.
所以当这些人他们从各处一直来往耶路撒冷去的时候,
so as these people gather together to
他们一路走的时候,
as they walk,
你就看这个非常漂亮的图画,
you see this beautiful picture.
开头的时候,
at the beginning,
也许是我一个人,
perhaps it's just by myself.
按着规矩,
according to
the rule,
male in Israel needs to go to Jerusalem three times a year from their household.
This male left his house.
好像一个人就往耶路撒冷去了, as if by himself.
开头的时候有孤单的感觉,
at the beginning, maybe he's lonely.
一路走,
as he walks,
越靠近耶路撒冷的时候,
closer to Jerusalem,
他就慢慢发现, 越来越有多的人,
he realizes more people.
你往哪里去啊?
Where are you going?
你去哪里啊?
Where are you going?
我们往耶路撒冷去,
we're going to Jerusalem.
我终于找到同伴,
I found my companion.
我终于找到同路的人了,
I found the one who is on the same way.
现在不止一个人了,
not only just
两个人了,
two people.
再走一段的路,
as you walk,
三个人了,
three people.
四个人了,
four people.
哎呀, 慢慢越靠近耶路撒冷的时候,
as closer to Jerusalem,
你听见的声音越多了,
you hear more voices.
我们都往耶路撒冷去,
we're all going to Jerusalem.
哎呀, 越过越叫你觉得有力量,
the more you go, the more
strength you have. 越过越叫你觉得有这个兴奋啊,
and more excited you get.
我们都往耶路撒冷去,
we're all going to Jerusalem.
原来在神 的百姓当中,
in the people of the Lord,
不是只有你一个, 我一个,
it's not just you and me.
许多人都同蒙天召,
many are called by the same calling.
许多人都同蒙神的这个恩典,
saved by the same grace.
他们都被激励把心思放在神的殿神的耶路撒冷,
they dedicate their heart to the Lord.
所以来到第二节的时候,
when we come to verse
2, 他说耶路撒冷啊,
Jerusalem,
我们的脚 正站在你的门内,
our feet have been standing within your gates.
我们这里中文说, 我们的脚站在你的门内,
our feet has been standing within your gates.
更好翻译说, 我们脚现在就来到你的门内,
our feet are standing in your gates.
刚刚就站在门内,
in the gate.
好像他们已经来到耶路撒冷了,
as if they are already at Jerusalem.
好像祭司来到这个耶路撒冷这个地方,
or as the priest comes to Jerusalem, going to the temple,
就爬在那个的台阶那里,
they're climbing on that step,
正站在耶路撒冷,
just at the gate.
我们就在这里,
we're there.
我们已经来到门内,
we've already come to the gate.
这个耶路撒冷就在我们前头了,
Jerusalem is right before us.
这个耶路撒冷荣耀就摆在面前, 给了我们一个极大的吸引,
the glory of the Jerusalem is encouraging us.
耶路撒冷被建造如同一座联络整齐的一座城,
Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
这个荣耀的光景就摆在 这些神的百姓的面前,
the glorious condition is before the people.
这个叫他们受吸引,
and they are drawn to this.
我们一同走这条路,
as we turn
来到神的城,
when we get to his
神的城,
city,
神的城就摆在这里,
that his city is
here. 这座城,
this city,
乃是非常荣美的一座城,
it's a city of beauty,
非常有次序的一座城,
it's a city of order.
耶路撒冷被建造,
Jerusalem is
成为了一座整齐的一座城,
as a city that is compact.
换句话说,
in other words,
这个耶路撒冷,
this Jerusalem,
并不是乱糟糟的,
is not a chaos,
并不是在那里散漫的,
is not random,
一堆散石头一样,
or is just here and there.
这座耶路撒冷城,
this city of Jerusalem,
乃是被建造,
but it's been built,
成为极华美的,
as a glorious.
所以诗篇也给我们看见,
the psalm shows us,
他说在西安, 在耶路撒冷,
at Sion, at Jerusalem,
乃是居高华美的,
is high and glorious,
是非常荣美的一个地方,
is a glorious place.
因为在这里有一座的城,
because at this place,
它被建造起来,
is being built,
乃是联络整齐的,
is a city that is compact together.
有人告诉我们,
someone tells us,
当你来到耶路撒冷这个旧城,
when you go to the old Jerusalem,
虽然这地方不大,
it was not big,
但是这个的建筑啊,
but this building,
哎，那还是非常整齐的。
It's very
一个连一个摆在那里。
One after another.
说明了这个的建筑。
It means that
有它的设计。
Has its
有它的计划。
Has its plan.
联络放在那里。
It was together.
显出了那个的美丽。
Shows his building.
现在我们就被带到这个地方来。
We're led to the place.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
从历史来说。
In terms of history,
这是神的百姓往耶路撒冷去敬拜的一种的图画。
This is a picture of people
who were going to Jerusalem. 他们这群的人来到耶路撒冷，神明的居所的所在，一同的要来敬拜神。
To worship him together.
但是这群人一面走路的时候，
as they journey,
也就给他们看见说，
it shows them.
我们是慢慢被联络起来的，
slowly we're being tied together.
就成为了一群。
As a group,
一同来到神的面前
to go together to the Lord.
那么从属灵的意义来说
in spiritual
terms, 这正是我们的光景
This is our condition.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
今天神把他的名放在什么地方
Where does God put his name today?
今天神的名乃是放在他百姓的当中
The name of the Lord
也就是放在神的教会的当中
or in the church of the Lord.
教会乃是这个耶路撒冷的那个实体那个属灵的意义的表现
Church is the spiritual reality of Jerusalem
原来的这个耶路撒冷
The old Jerusalem
后来一面来说到它乃是整个神在整个世界里面的一个的表现
It is a manifestation of God
也说明了这个神在地上的一个的见证
It means the testimony of the Lord in the world
什么意思呢
What does that mean?
因为原来这个耶路撒冷
Jerusalem.
在圣经最开始提到他的时候
At the beginning when the Bible mentioned
不过是提到撒冷这两个字
it mentioned the word Salem.
那就是在创世纪第十四章
In Genesis 14.
那他在那里告诉我们说
It shows us.
当那一天这个亚伯拉罕打败了这个四王
When Abraham defeated the four kings.
他把这个索多玛王被抢夺去的东西
And he obtained what king of Sodom
都把他抢回来了
And he returned them
那当然他是要救他的侄儿罗德回来
Of course he was saving his nephew
但是这个索多玛王所失去的东西他也把他夺回来了
What king Sodom has lost he had regained
索多玛王就来迎接他
So king Sodom
但圣经同时也提了一个王
And Bible also mentioned another king
在前面五王没有提及
didn't mention the five kings.
但是在这里当索多玛王出现的时候
When King Sodom appeared,
圣经就提了一个王
Bible mentioned another
他叫撒冷王
King of Salem
他叫麦基洗德
His name 大家记得吗 Melchizedek,
这里特别记得撒冷王
King of Salem
他这个麦基洗德
Melchizedek
乃是这个撒冷王
is the King of
Salem 他也就是至高神的祭司
He is the priest of the high king
他来为着亚伯拉罕祝福
and he blessed Abraham
亚伯拉罕也把所夺回来的十分之一献给他
and Abraham tithes what he had
那么你来到这个希伯来书第七章的时候
when you came to Hebrews chapter 7
那你就看见圣经怎么形容
how did the Bible describe
他说这个撒冷王
the king Salem
他的名字叫做平安王
is king of peace
他头一个名字叫做麦基洗德
first name is Melchizedek
是仁义王
is king of righteousness
第二个名字叫撒冷王
second name is king of
peace 他的名字意思叫平安王
means king of peace
这个撒冷就从那个地方被提起来了
Salem was the name
这个地方很奇妙的地方
this is a special place
人在那里就把它拖出来了
God took that place
这里给我们看见一个故事
it shows us a story
我们的神早就定规要在做这个地方
long time ago God has set this place
这个撒冷这个地方
the Salem
这个撒冷王的出现
this king of Salem
那要说明了神在整个人类的历史的当中
means that through the entire man's history
他是统管着一切的神
And he is the God of all things.
等到这个撒冷这个地方
When this place
出现在后面的时候
appeared later.
大卫得罪了这个耶路撒冷了
When David obtained Jerusalem.
把这个殿建造这个地方了
He built the temple.
神的百姓围绕在那里生活
When the people of the Lord
在哪里敬拜
To worship.
在哪里侍奉
To serve the Lord.
就给我们看见说
They showed us.
神的见证
His testimony,
借助这个地方
through this place,
来显明出来
is manifest.
这是神在地上的见证
this is his testimony
神把他的名就放在这个地方
and then God put his name there.
所以今天你就看见说在属灵的意义上
In spiritual
我们今天这群的人
for us.
我们同样是在那里经历同样的故事。
We're experiencing the same story.
我们是被分别的人。
We're set aside.
被拣选的人。
We're chosen.
神把他的名就放在他的教会当中。
And God has put His name in the church.
这教会。
The church
就是今天神在地上的见证,
is the testimony of God.
这教会,
this church
就是所有蒙恩的人,
is for all who are saved.
在神面前的一种的表现,
is the manifestation of all.
这就是我们今天所蒙的恩典,
this is the grace we've received.
我们今天所在的所在,
this is where we are.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
当我们看见我们蒙了恩典,
when we see that we have received grace,
被拯救脱离这个罪恶,
we were saved from our sins,
脱离这个世界,
from the world.
不要忘记,
do not forget,
我们也是被放在基督的身体教会的里头,
we're also placed in the body of Christ.
这个的身体,
this body,
这个的教会,
this church,
也如同耶路撒冷所形容的,
is like the description of Jerusalem,
被建造联络整齐的一座城,
is built as compact and together.
这个城,
this city,
圣经特别用了两个字,
Bible uses
它是被建造起来的,
is built.
这个城啊, 不是自然的,
this city is not natural.
这个城是用一块一块石头把它建造起来,
one stone after another it's been built.
然后你看见这个城就联络整齐了,
and then you see the city is compact together. It's been built.
教会今天在这地上,
church on their
我们蒙了恩典,
we have received grace.
我们得救了基督的生命,
we obtain Christ's life.
圣经也告诉我们说, 教会是怎么样出现的,
how did the church appear?
我们的主同样用了这字,
the Lord uses the
same word. 我要建造我的教会,
I am building my church.
在这磐石上,
upon this rock.
阴间的权势不能胜过它,
the power of Hades cannot prevail.
换句话说,
in other words,
这个的基督的身体,
the body of Christ,
这个的教会,
this church,
并不是偶然的,
is not an accident.
那是基督他所救赎的,
but it was redeemed by Christ.
也同时是他所建造的,
at the same time as he was built by him.
一同被建造的一群人,
we're built together.
所以彼得就告诉我们,
Peter tells us,
他说主乃活石,
the Lord is a living stone.
我们来到他的面前,
when we come before him,
也就像活石,
we are like living stones.
但是这个活石,
but the
来到他的面前,
when we come before him,
是为着什么?
For what reason?
这个活石来到他的面前,
the living stone,
是要被建造成为灵宫,
is built into his spiritual house. Right?
我们这些活石来到主的面前,
the living stone, when we come before him,
乃是要被建造,
is built.
我们一同的被建造,
we're being built together,
成为神的灵居住的所在,
to be the dwelling place of his spirit.
他把他的同在,
his presence,
把他的名,
his name,
就放在教会的当中,
he put in the church.
我们今天这些人,
we
乃是一同被建造的人,
are being built together,
要成为神名的居所,
to be the dwelling place of his name, be his testimony.
这是这个图画所带给我们属灵的意义,
this is the spiritual meaning.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
虽然我们各有不同,
though we are different,
我们各有蒙恩不同的故事,
we have different stories.
我们各有不同的性情,
we have different characters.
我们各有不同的背景,
we have different backgrounds.
但是当我们蒙了恩典,
but when we are saved,
我们被拯救了,
we're saved.
我们也同时被放在这个身体里头了,
we're put together in the body.
成为这身体里面的一员,
be a member of the body.
成为了教会里面的一部分,
be a part of the church.
我们是一同被建造的,
we're built together.
我们的确是感谢神,
we thank God.
保罗告诉我们,
Paul tells us,
我们这些人, 在这个身体的里头,
we in the body,
我们虽然有很多不同的肢体,
though we have many members,
肢体虽多,
we have many members,
下面怎么说? 人是一个身体,
we're still just one body.
感谢神,
thank God.
这个身体是怎么建造的?
How is this body built?
一面来说,
in one hand,
这个身体是根据主的生命而建造,
this body was built by his life.
你总不能把一个不同生命的东西放进来,
you can't put another life in this.
今天科学再发达了,
however the scientific
develops, 我们身上有些什么毛病了,
we have some disease,
我们可以里面换一个东西,
we can change a part,
哎呀我们心有问题,
we have trouble in our heart,
我们肺有问题,
trouble in our lungs,
也许我们手术上可以把一部分把它换过来,
perhaps we can change
that. 但是你怎么换,
however you change it,
你总不能放一个换一个狼心啊。
You can't put a wolf's heart in your heart.
你总不能换一个狗肺啊。
You can put the dog's
blood. 虽然有些人骂你狼心狗肺。狼心狗肺是不是？但是我们这个身体怎么换，里面就不会一个狼心啊，对不对
？You can't use a wolf's heart.
我们总是一个人的心啊。
We have a human.
我们里面总是一个人的肺啊。
A human lung.
因为是同一个生命啊。
But we're the same life.
我们是只有同一个生命的东西。
You can only use the same life.
我们才那么摆在一起的。
We can be put together.
这个是身体。
That's the body.
这个身体是根据主的生命。
It is according to his life.
但是另外一方面
Another hand,
这个身体的被建造
the body is built,
也是在乎于我们在神的面前的学习
is up to the learning we have
所以当你看见所罗门在建造这个圣殿的时候
so when Solomon was building the temple,
这个城镇被建造起来了
the city is built,
这个殿被建造起来了
the temple is built,
那你就看见说
then you see,
所罗门在那里建造的时候
when Solomon was
building, 虽然圣经说在造这个殿的时候
so when they were building,
没有一点声音
there was no sound,
但是在下面
underneath,
在山下的时候
under the mountain,
所有的材料
all the materials
都经过雕学了
were carved out,
先把它弄好了
you prepare,
然后把它摆在一起
then you put them together,
换一句话说
in other words,
在这个建造的过程当中
the process of building,
有许许多多不适合于这个建造的东西
there are many things that are not fit for the building,
都先把它除掉
we need to set them aside,
都把它凿掉
to carve them out.
那你要看见说为着这个建造
for this building,
要把一些不适合于这个建造的东西
anything that's not fit,
把它对付清楚
we need to deal
然后就把它摆在一起
then we put them together.
换句话说
in other words,
弟兄姐妹
sisters,
今天一面来说我们都有主的生命
in other words, we have life of the Lord.
我们都是因着主的生命摆在一起的
we're together because of the life of
the Lord. 但是你有没有发现说
do you realize,
这是我们这些同有一个生命的人
those of us who have the same life,
摆在一起的时候
when we are together,
常常都有许多麻烦
we have many difficulties,
常常都有许多难处
with many troubles.
同意吗
Do you agree?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹虽然好
It's good to have
我之所以称你做弟兄姊妹
I call you brothers and sisters
那是因为你是和我有同样的生命的人
Because you have the same life as I
如果你不是和我同样的生命的人
If you do not have the same life as I
那你当然不能够叫他弟兄姐妹
Then you cannot call him brothers and sisters
是不是、
right?
因为他根本上和你没有同样的一个生命
He has no same life as you
但是很稀奇
Amazing.
虽然我们有同样的生命
Even though we have same life,
但是我们常常发现
but we
我们这些同一个生命的人
that those have the same life,
有许多的难处
have many difficulties,
有许多问题
have many troubles.
圣经一面给我们看见
the Bible one hand shows
用身体来形容我们在教会的生活
use the body to describe our church life,
用身体来形容我们在教会里面的光景
use the body to show the condition in the church,
我们彼此的关系
our
A relationship 但是这个身体啊 body, 和我们实际在教会里面生活
in reality in our church life,
却有很多不一样
has many differences,
我们身体
our body,
不会忽然之间、啊、
it wouldn't suddenly,
这个手、啊、拼命打我的头的
my hand wouldn't just hit my head,
啊、我的脚不受控制
or my,、
啊、拼命左脚踢我的右脚
or my left hand kicking my
hand 哎呀这个身体啊，乱七八糟。
The body is not in order.
有没有这可能
？Would that be possible?
如果有的话，一定要看医生了。
If you do, then you need to.
但是很稀奇啊
！But amazing.
在同样生命的一群的弟兄姊妹身上
，in the same brothers and sisters with the same life.
忽然之间，这个对付那个。
Suddenly one deal with.
忽然这个和这个又过不去。
Suddenly one quarrels with.
忽然这个和那个人之间呢，很多矛盾。
Suddenly they have conflict.
啊，那你从来不觉得说这个身体需要去看医生
？You never thought this body needs to see a doctor.
那你会觉得说那很自然嘛
？You think it's natural.
哎，都是这样子的嘛
？It's like that.
哎，我们讲彼此相爱那是讲而已啊。
We just say about loving one another.
那实际上是很难的嘛
？It's really hard.
啊，虽无过犯。
Who has no fault?
虽然这个话恐怕他不知道怎么办啊。我们广东话说，虽无过犯，面目可憎啊。
Even though you have no fault, I look at you, I still hate you.
虽然我 和你没有好，你没有得罪我什么。
You did not offend me.
但是我看见你，我就是不喜欢。
As soon as I see you, I hate you.
啊，我就是觉得这个人怎么搞的
？I don't like you.
哎，我就是不喜欢。
Just don't like you.
很稀奇
，amazing.
一面来说，哎呀，你是我的弟兄，你是我的姐妹。
One hand, you're my brother.
但是无论如何，好像你就跟着不协调。
But you're just not fit.
这就是我们的光景。
This is our condition.
所以你就干脆说，如果说我们既是人家一同的被建造
，if we're built together，
我们一同来做主的见证
，to be His testimony together，
那你就看见这里需要很大很大的功课。
We need a great lesson.
那个功课是什么
？What is the lesson？
那功课是不是要求别人
？Is not request others。
那功课不是对付别人
？Is not to deal with others。
那个功课呢是对付我自己
？But the lesson is to deal myself。
那是我的问题
？Is my problem？
不是别人的问题
？Not the problem。
弟兄姊妹们，很多很多的时候
often,
我们常常在那里把指头都是放在别人身上
we point our fingers at others.
我们都是说这个人怎么样那个人怎么样
we say this and that.
但是你有没有想想看
did you ever think,
你怎么样
how are you?
是不是问题最大是谁
who has the greatest problem?
问题最大不是别人
Not others.
问题最大是你的自己。
You have the greatest.
可惜啊，我们常常都是看别人的。
Sadly, we often look at others.
你说当然哦。
You say, of course.
神造我的眼睛是看别人的嘛。
God created my eyes to look at others.
我怎么哪里会看自己呢
？How can I see myself?
但请你慢一点。
Slow down.
当你手指别人的时候
，When you point fingers at others,
神也是告诉你说，你当你一个手指指别人的时候
，God tells you when you're point one finger at others,
还有三个手指指着你自己
，You still have three fingers at yourself.
你不要忘记，那个最大的问题在你。
The greatest problem lies with you.
所以你千万不要以为说你只是看别人。
Don't just look at others.
我们常常回顾过来
，When we review,
看看我们自己
，Look back and look at ourselves.
我们乃是最大的难处
，We are the greatest.
最大的问题
，We're the greatest problem.
如果我这个人不被修理啊
，If I do not get fixed,
我这个人不被对付
，I do not get dealt with.
我这个人就不能被建造
，I cannot be built.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我常常说
，I often say,
基督徒有很多种。
There are many different types of
Christians. 有一些基督徒好像生来就是被委派来做间谍的。
Some Christians are born to be spies.
他生在这个世界上面了。
He was born into the world.
他好像他身负一个非常重要的任务。
He has this great responsibility.
所以他从来不告诉人家他是基督徒。
He never tells people he's a Christian.
在任何的场合里面。
And wherever he is,
表露身份
he never shows himself.
但是不知道为什么啊
for no reason.
有一天呢，忽然呢，失败了
One day he failed.
哎呀，他的公司里面不知道说了什么话
In his workplace, he said
something. 然后人家就说，哦，原来你也是基督徒。
Oh, you're a Christian.
哎呀，他终于把他身份揭露出来。
He has revealed his identity.
哎，这种人呢，就是间谍一样。
He's a spy.
啊，他常常都是隐藏的。
He's hidden.
那么有一种的基督徒呢
？Another type of Christian.
他又是另外一种的人。
It's a different type.
这种的基督徒在这个地上的时候
，These Christians when they're in the world.
哎呀，你只是看见他。
You see him.
很好的表现。
His good behavior.
为什么很好的表现呢
？Why good behavior?
因为七点半聚会。
Because 7:30
meeting. 七点三十五分就到了。
He arrived 7:35.
当别人都低下头的时候
，When everybody
他就出现在后面。
He appeared at the back.
当快要散会的时候
，Before the meeting.
他第一个就溜走了。
He left first.
当你碰见他的时候
，When you
他就是给你点个头。
He nod his head.
你从来不知道他怎么来。
You never know where he goes.
你也从来不知道他怎么去。
You never know where he goes.
风随着意思吹，他也是大概这样子。
The wind blows by his own mind.
不知道从哪里来，往哪里去。
You do not know where he comes from.
他这种人从来不会发生难处的。
You do not have difficulty.
一点问题都没有。
No problem.
是不是哎呀，这种人实在是很安全。
They're safe.
他也不会伤害你。
They wouldn't hurt you.
你也不会伤害到他。
You wouldn't hurt him.
但是问题来了。
But the trouble
有一种基督徒呢
there is a type
他是比较积极一点
He's more active.
他什么东西都要参与
He does everything.
那么但是他一参与了
as soon as
那天下就大乱了
And then there's chaos.
那今天这种基督徒比较多
There are many Christians like that.
所以你就发现在教会里面了
And you see
很多时候因着你我这样子积极的参与啊
And because of our active participation
那你发现这个问题就很大
We see trouble.
是不是所以你发现今天最多麻烦是什么地方
What is the greatest trouble?
你原谅我说
Forgive me for
saying 现在最麻烦就是长智慧对不对
The elders and the deacons
啊，麻烦不麻烦
Is that troublesome?
长智慧才有意见的对不对
Elders and deacons
长智慧想讨论事情
They discuss things
啊，我们的同工啊我们常常在香港开同工会啊
Our co-workers meeting
开到几点了、啊
How long do we go for the meeting?
现在听说好一点。
I heard it's
better. 为什么好一点呢?
Why is it better?
现在我退出了。
I withdraw.
所以他们早一点散会。
And now they end early.
哎呀，从前我们看到半夜。
Now we used to go
两三点钟才回家。
3 in the morning.
太太都要投诉的。
Our wife's complaining.
现在呢，稍微好一点了。
It's better now.
但是为什么那么多麻烦呢？
Why do we have so much trouble?
就是因为我们这些人太积极了。
Because we're so active.
就参与进去啊。
As soon as we
participate. 就很多很多的意见。
We have many opinions.
哎呀，一件芝麻绿豆的事情。
A little bit of
things. 都可以谈上老半天。
We can talk for a long time.
哎，总是怕别人不。 这是我的意见。
We're afraid that people won't accept our ideas.
是这样子呢。
Right?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们， 你就看见我们那种可爱啊。
You see the loveliness.
啊，我们这个人， 不讲话不则已啊。
It's okay.
我们一讲话的时候啊， 我们总是一大堆的东西。
As soon as we speak, we speak a long time.
所以别人都受不了的。
People can't take it.
难怪我们要开那么长的会。
No wonder we have long meetings.
所以弟兄姊妹你就看见说，
Brothers and sisters,
麻烦在哪里？
Where is the trouble?
麻烦都在我们自己。 你像我们这些这么多麻烦的人摆在一起，
so the troublesome people are put together.
我们怎么能够一同被建造？
How can we build together?
如果我们这些人不对付，
if we're not dealt,
我们怎么能被建造？
How can we be built?
每一个人都有他的性格，
everyone has a character.
每一个人都有他的本领，
everyone has a skill.
我们怎么能够被建造？
How can we be built?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
Thank God.
因为他以生命生我们，
on one hand he born us,
他重生了我们，
he reborn us,
叫我们有他的生命，
that we have his life,
成为了有关系的人，
we have a connection,
里面他就叫许多的人事物这些环境，
and through many people and things,
来修理我们，
and through correct us,
来对付我们，
deal with us,
因为他要建造他的教会，
because he's building his church,
他要建造他的教会，
he's building his church,
来成为他在地上的见证，
to be his testimony in the world,
所以他就在我们身上来做这个对付的功夫，
so he does the work in us,
以致叫我们能够在哪里，
so that wherever we are,
可以一同的在那里配搭，
we can work together,
一同在那里来见证他，
we can bear testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个是我们今天当注意的事情，
this is what we should pay
attention to, 也是我们在属灵追求上面当学习的功课，
this is the lesson on spiritual pursuit.
可惜许多的时候，
but many times,
我们一面蒙了恩典，
on one hand we are saved,
我们一面不愿意进入这个学习的里头来，
on the other hand we are not willing to enter into this
learning. 我们一面看见我们的确是蒙了恩典，
we are received grace,
我们一面却忘记我们是一同被建造的人，
on one hand we forgot we are being built together.
神的话给我们看见， 这一座耶路撒冷，
this Jerusalem,
乃是被建造的一座耶路撒冷，
is built.
它所以能够联络整齐， 成为一座城，
the reason that is compact together,
乃是因为它经过了建造，
because he was, it was built.
如果没有经过了建造，
if without building,
绝对不可能成为一座联络整齐的一座城，
cannot be a city that is compact together.
换句话说，
in other words,
如果没有经过被建造，
if it was not built,
我们就没办法看见教会的美丽，
we cannot see the beauty of
教会的光景的漂亮的光景，
the beauty condition of the church.
那是你我肯把自己放在主的手里面，
when we are willing to put ourselves,
把它交给我们的主，
give ourselves to the Lord,
让他来修理我们，
so that he can fix us,
让他来对付我们，
he can deal with us.
那感谢赞美神，
thank and praise.
你看教会被建造就有盼望，
you see there is hope in the church building,
教会被建造就能够被成功了，
and church building can be succeeded.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们今天肯学这个的功课，
if we are willing to learn this,
我们来看看神在我们身上所做的功，
we see the work of the Lord,
那我们这个人就长进了，
then we grow,
我们就能够与别人一同，
and we can work with others,
我们就能够一同被建造，
and we can be built together.
是不是这样子？
Isn't it so?
如果我们不把自己放在神的手里面，
if we do not give ourselves into the hand of the Lord,
我们遇见许多的事情，
we meet any things,
那我们就在那里会埋怨，
we complain,
会指责别人，
we point fingers at
others, 会在那里发怒说，
we murmur in anger,
我们会觉得神不公平，
we think God is unfair.
当我们看见说，
when we see,
我们被救过来，
we are saved,
为着神的旨意，
for his purpose.
得着一座的城，
he is obtaining a city,
得着一个的身体，
obtaining a body,
把这个身体建造起来，
he is building this body.
我们在其中，
that we are
要来成就神这个旨意，
to fulfill his purpose.
所以神这样对我，
so that therefore God deals with,
这是理所当然的，
is a reasonable thing.
这是他的旨意，
that is his purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我的心就能够安息了，
then my heart can rest,
我就能够感谢神，
and I can thank God.
神你知道我，
God, you know me. You know me.
为什么我遇到这样子的事情?
Why do I go through this?
为什么别人对我有这样子的意见?
Why do people have this opinion?
为什么我老讲的话, 别人都不接纳呢?
Why do people not accept my ideas?
为什么遇见这个事情是对我那么苦? 那样子的苦呢?
Why is this thing so harsh to me?
我感谢神,
I thank God.
是因为神看中了我,
because God looked highly upon me.
是因为神要把我放在一个最适合的位置上,
He's putting me at a place most fit,
让我与圣徒们一同配合,
so that I can co-work with the saints, that is so harmonized.
你摆在那里就是那样的自然,
you're there so natural.
你摆在那里就是那样的能够显出功用来,
you're there so that you can manifest your use.
那是神的手,
that is the hand of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们能够这样子的认识我们自己,
if we can come to know ourselves,
那我们在所遇见的一任何一件事情上,
then with all the things we encounter,
我们里面就能够安息,
we can rest,
我们里面就能够妥当,
and we can have assurance,
我们也能够感谢神说, 神感谢你,
and we can say thank you, Lord,
因着你爱我,
because you love me,
你要把我建造成为合适的那个的器皿,
you're building me as a fit proper vessel,
所以你如此待我,
you treat me like this,
那你的心就能够在神面前得着安息,
then your heart can rest before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
能吗?
Can you?
可以吗?
Can you?
恐怕这是很难的功课,
it is a hard lesson,
是吧?
Right?
下一个礼拜,
next week,
你来到聚会的当中,
you go to the meetings,
明明上个礼拜,
last week,
哎呀，写好一个情绪表示这样安排了。
You wrote down a schedule like
来到这里，有人告诉你说你到另外地方去。
When you come, people tell you go to another place.
哎呀，那你马上就怎么样？ 马上你就不高兴。
Right away, you feel unhappy.
你马上就嘀嘀咕咕了。
And then you start to murmur.
会不会？
Would you?
那肯定的。
You would.
一定的。
You would.
是不是？ 但是我们如果学功课，
but if we learn the lesson,
那我们说感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神知道。
God knows.
今天我应当放在哪里?
Where I should be today.
我就安然接受了。
Then I will accept.
那有声音吗?
Would there be a voice?
声音虽然有些时候在里面会嘀咕一下。
Perhaps there will be murmuring.
但圣灵告诉你说, 这就是我今天要你学的功课。
But the Holy Spirit tells you, this is the lesson for you today.
是不是?
Is it a so?
有些时候我讲个笑话。
Sometimes I tell a joke.
我说我们常常讲道的人都这样讲。
The preachers often say,
我们说祷告, 那是最高的侍奉。
Prayer is the highest level of service.
同意吗?
Agree?
祷告是不是最高的侍奉?
Prayer, is it the highest level of service?
我们什么事情都应该好好祷告。
Everything we should pray.
哎呀，这个祷告比任何东西都重要。
Prayer is more important than any other thing.
好了，今天有个弟兄，有弟兄姊妹告诉你说。
So a brother come to tell you.
哎呀，某某弟兄啊。
某某姊妹啊, Sister,
现在教会经过交通,
after some discussion,
就定规了一件事情,
the church has,
你以后呢, 你不必要做什么东西了,
later on you don't have to do anything,
我们就把一个最高的侍奉交给你,
we give you the highest order of service,
你回家好好为着神的教会祷告,
go home and pray for the house of the Lord,
你就是来到聚会, 你就在那个角落里面, 切切为着教会祷告,
when you come to the meeting, just sit at that corner, pray for the church, that's enough,
什么东西你都不要管了,
don't do any other thing.
那你会觉得说感谢赞美主,
you would say thank you, praise the Lord.
终于看见我是个祷告的人了,
you finally see me as a prayer.
会不会?
Would you do that?
会不会?
Would you do that?
这些人都是有问题的,
they have problems.
这么没有眼光,
they, what are they looking at?
我什么都会,
I know everything.
又会弹琴, 又会领事, 又会讲道, 又会什么都会,
I can do piano, song leading, preaching.
偏偏都不安排我,
and they don't arrange me for it.
就是叫我靠边站,
they ask me to step aside,
叫我回家去,
to go home.
我们没有这样说,
we didn't say that.
我们说叫把一个最高的侍奉托给你,
we say we entrusted you in the highest order of service. We didn't ask you to step aside.
我们没有叫你回家去,
I didn't ask you to go home.
我们是说把最重要的责任托给你,
we give you the highest responsibility.
那你听进去没有?
Did you listen?
当然你听不进去,
of course you didn't listen.
但是为什么你平常又会说最重要的就是祷告呢?
Why would you say that the most important burden is prayer? Now I give you the most important burden, you wouldn't take it.
可见的你平常讲的是有问题的。
What you have said is not true.
可见的你对祷告真正的认识实在差很远了。
Perhaps you have some misunderstanding about prayer.
是不是这样子?
Is it that right?
但是如果我们真的在神面前有认识的话,
but when we come to have understanding,
假如真的遇见这样子事情的话,
when we do encounter something like that,
那我们应该怎么反应?
How would we respond?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这的确是主的怜悯。
This is the mercy of the Lord.
主知道我的需要。
He knows my need.
尽管是我今天的学习。
Even though this is my learning.
这是主要我学的功课。
This is the lesson He wants me to learn.
主知道我需要被对付。
He knows that I need to grow.
主需要我在生命上的成长。
He knows that I need to grow.
主知道我需要学这个功课。
He knows I need to learn this lesson.
我接受过来了。
I accept it.
我这个人就被改正过来。
Then I'm corrected.
我这个人慢慢慢因着主的手,
through the hand of the Lord,
我就被调整过来了。
I am tuned in.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你就发现神的教会每一个肢体都学这个功课的时候,
if every member learns this lesson,
你就看见那个建造就出现了。
You see the building coming
up. 联络整齐的那一座城就出现了。
The city that is compact and
together. 人在那里看的时候,
when people see,
人就会受吸引,
they're drawn to it.
人就觉得说, 哦, 这实在是太漂亮了。
You see, this is beautiful.
我们曾经说过,
we used to say,
当这个所罗门建造这个圣殿,
when Solomon was building the temple,
当这个示巴女王来到这个耶路撒冷,
when Queen Sheba came to Jerusalem,
看见这所罗门的那个荣耀,
and saw the glory of Solomon,
巡神有秩序的排列,
and everything was ordered,
每一样东西都是非常的整齐,
everything was arranged tightly,
你看见说这个示巴女王,
and you see Queen Sheba,
实在是惊讶的不得了,
she was amazed.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天神的教会在这地上,
the church of the Lord is here on earth today.
贬到神的儿女们当中来,
in the children of the Lord,
他是不是能够发现一个惊奇的事情?
Can he see something wonderful?
在这里实在是有别于任何一个世界的团体,
it is different from any other organization.
在这里每一个人都有那样的美丽的表现,
everyone has a beautiful
manifestation. 每一个配搭都显出一个非常的一个美丽的光景,
every co-working has a beautiful sign.
你就看见说有谁不受吸引吗?
You see who is not drawn to
it? 有谁不在那里被摸着?
Who is not touched?
像保罗所说的话,
like Paul said,
神真在你们中间,
God is truly among you.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是神所要得着的,
this is what God wants to do.
这是圣灵所要建造,
this is the Holy Spirit.
当我们走这条路的时候,
as we walk on the way,
我们的确就看见说,
we truly see,
我们并不是孤单的人,
we're not alone.
我们乃是一起走这条属天道路的人,
we're together walking on the heavenly way. However,
在这条道路上, 是为着他的旨意,
for his purpose,
为着他所要得出的建造,
for his building,
而他把我们这些人摆在这建造的里头,
when he put all of us in his building,
要成为一个美丽的光景,
to into a beautiful condition, and to be a city compact together. This is what David wants to
do.
This is what David is building for. This is the lesson for the church. He's building the church to prevail the power of the
church.
This is the life of the Lord.
同时,
hand,
也是我们这一群的人,
it is all
在基督的里头,
that in Christ,
在他手里面有没有学当学的功课,
have we learned the lesson that we have to learn,
被建造起来,
so that we can be built,
仇敌没有任何一个破口,
that the enemy has no entry point,
可以攻打进来,
he can attack,
就叫这个城,
so that this,
叫这个的建造,
this building,
能够被摆出来,
can be presented.
愿主恩待我们,
may the Lord bless us.
我们早晨只能够暂时停在这里,
we have to stop here.
主若愿意我们再往前,
if the Lord's willing,
我们一同祷告,
let's pray.
我们亲爱的主,
our dear Lord,
愿你把你的话来提醒我们,
may you remind us with your word.
我们承认你, 虽然我们好像知道,
we confess that it seems that we know,
但是按照我们所知道的,
but according to what we know,
我们承认说我们仍旧不知道,
we still are unknown.
我们需要你圣灵的光光照我们,
we need the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to remind us,
也需要你在我们环境里面让我们学的功课的时候,
and that the lesson in our circumstances,
我们都能够因着看见你那荣耀的旨意,
that when we see the glorious purpose,
我们能够做一个顺服的人,
we can be someone who is obedient,
来成就你的计划,
to fulfill your purpose.
愿你施恩赐福给我们,
and bless us.
奉主耶稣基督,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.